Yeah? Anyone have a favorite food from a different culture than their own? Dulce leche. Same? Yeah, no, yeah, the desserts are so good. Yeah, my name is Josh. I am one of the pastors here on staff at UCM. I am originally from the Philippines, as you can see from the shirt. Shout out to the Filipino Student Association who are here tonight. Thank you so much. Maraming salamat sa pagsali niyo sa amin dito ngayon. Yeah, the FSA was a significant part of my life a couple years ago when I was in fourth year in 2019, when I was still a student here. So we do this event called Taste the World through UCM pretty much every year, except for the couple years we had to take a break due to COVID. But I get excited for this event because of two things. One, we get to see the diversity of this community, of not just of UCM, but of the UBCO campus community. And secondly, it reminds me of my youth. I attended international schools from grade 7 to 12. I lived in Bangladesh for a few years from grade 7 until halfway through grade 11, and then moved back to the Philippines, but went to international school there for the rest of my high school. And because I went to international schools, every year we would have some sort of event that would be dedicated to celebrating diversity. You can show us the pictures up there. We called it an international fair in my school in Bangladesh, and then a food fest in my school in the Philippines. Basically, for these events, we'd have a whole day where there'd be dozens of countries represented with booths with that would serve different foods. There'd be games like that Australian rules football over there. And the next slide. And then there'd be performances that would happen. stuff like this tonight, gathering together with multiple cultures, reminds me of that. But what I wanted to share tonight is why we celebrate this as a Christian community. Again, UCM is a Christian club on campus, and we do this event every year. And I just want to talk about why. So I'm going to answer that through three main points. And the first one is this. We believe that the God who created the universe loves the whole world. Many of you will be familiar with this verse. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." The love of the entire world led God to send his own Son to die for our sins. And something that's important to notice here with this verse is that when Jesus was speaking and talking about this, his audience was mainly Jewish. And what they would know is that God's love was exclusively for his people Israel. But Jesus here is now saying that God loves the whole world. All right? Secondly, Jesus wanted people of all nations to come into the family of God. Matthew 28:18-20 says this, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." This passage is famously known as the Great Commission. And within these verses, one of Jesus' final commands to his disciples before he ascended into heaven was for them to reach all nations, sharing the story of the good news of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth, and not just limiting it, again, to Israel. Jesus wanted his disciples to share the love of God through Jesus to the entire world, through all nations. That brings me to my last point. We celebrate this event here on campus because As Christians, we believe that we can intend and expect to spend eternity together, worshiping God and celebrating with each other a new creation. From the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 10 and 15 to 17, say this: "After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb.'" I don't have this memorized. "Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Just to bring it all together, we celebrate that this event, Taste the World, as a picture of what we hope for and what we expect. We hope for a coming together of all nations, peoples, tribes, and languages, where we'll be worshiping the God who created us and who brought us all together, and we'll be living a joyful life without hunger and without thirst. Yeah, that's all I wanted to share with you tonight. I hope you enjoy the rest of that as we continue celebrating our different cultures. But before I pass the mic back to Zach, I'm just going to pray for you all. So let me just do that right now. Father, thank you so much for creating this multitude of nations that is represented here on campus and here at our Taste the World event tonight. Thank you so much that we are able to partake in a meal all together, and that this can be a picture of what you have promised for us. So I pray that everyone here is able to celebrate each other, each culture represented here. Thank you, Lord, for all of that. In Jesus' name, amen.